Your workout of the day is Ronnie. We have a two-parter. Part A is barbell floor press, heavy triple. Part B, we have for time a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of strict pull-up and push press. The weight on the bar is 60 or 42.
Lightweight, baby. That's why it's called Ronnie. I just wanted to explain that. Ronnie is a very famous bodybuilder. He won the Mr. Olympia like 8 times, something crazy. And he was known for his personality in bodybuilding as much as his insane, crazy physique as a bodybuilder. And he was very different to a lot of other bodybuilders because he loved to lift heavyweight. Like, there was a documentary about him on Netflix, actually, which is kind of sad because he can't walk anymore. But he says his biggest regret in life is he took 400 kilos. Was it 400 kilos? Something crazy, back squat-wise, for reps, and he left a rep. He's like, I had one more in the tank and I didn't do it. And it's insane. So we're floor pressing today with a barbell.
With a barbell.
Crazy. And it made me think of, it's an upper body strength day. This is what you gave me. It's like, get people strong upper body. And I was like, cool. Floor press, obviously. And it just made me think of him and his funny little quips as he was training.
Absolutely. We got to embody him today.
That's it.
Get stronger.
Get strong like Ronnie.
Yeah absolutely. So this part A, the floor press, how long have we got for it?
That is a great question. I wrote this last week, so I can't remember. I think 10 minutes. I can't check the notes. 10 or 12 minutes.
So we've got a few minutes.
We have a few minutes. Because you'll go through, this is a, we did this with pull-ups last week, where you spend the first section of the class focused on part A here, and then you spend the next section of the class focused on part B. 12 minutes, sorry, for part A, and then 10 minutes for part B.
Deadly. And with the floor press, then we're going to go off a rack.
Yes. So we're going to have to learn how to rack and unrack a bar while lying down on our backs. Like, if you've done bench press before in the past, you're probably a bit more confident with this. But like, having the J hooks at the right height and then you being the right distance away from it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and having a spotter, someone to help you, we need to go through all of that jazz today as well.
Yeah, so coach will talk us through it all anyway. But the goal for you, once you get going, is to just go and find your heaviest
triple.
Go
find a heavyweight, yeah. And it, there's a little bit of play around with this. Like, I'm well aware that some people might sell themselves a little bit short today because they're unaware just how heavy they can go. We normally do dumbbells all the time, but they're like individual implements and we have to create a lot of stability there as well as use a lot of strength. As soon as you go barbell, that stability demand is reduced. Therefore, we can just go like a significant amount heavier. Like, if you think about dumbbell thrusters, 22s feel crazy heavy, but then 60 kilos feels not as heavy as the 22s on the bar. So the same thing will happen here, but there's an element of playing around and going and figure out.
Yeah, there is like an adaptation phase
to the actual movement, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going through that. And yeah, well, like, we know bench press is at the end of the quarter. There are benches somewhere in Europe on their way to
on
us.
On their way somewhere, yeah.
And we're still waiting on them, but hopefully we'll be here real soon. But this is another step towards that, like getting used to the movement on the familiar floor press with the barbell, as we said, is a little different.
It's a nice little bridge towards having the bench press movement whenever the benches do finally arrive as well.
Yeah, daddy. And there's something so satisfying about bench pressing. Yeah. If you're not used to it, get ready to get addicted to it. It's very satisfying. Right after, they're like, I did some strength work today. That was good.
Yes.
And then, so this part B then.
This part B is heavily reduced as to what I had originally written. Do you remember this?
I do. You had like 86,000 reps or something?
86. Yeah. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of strict pull-ups and push press, isn't it?
Yeah.
With heavy push press. And what I what I wanted to do was 9, 10, 11, and 12. And then Jamie kindly talked me out of it. But again, we're just trying to, with this, I'm like, it should be a relatively, not slow moving workout, but like a strength focused workout. There's no urgency between it. You probably won't be like crazy out of breath. Even if we do get a little bit out of breath, you probably get to a point where that does start to slow down again. And that's why we're going strict, not kipping. And it's why we're going heavy, not light on the push press. So
yeah, like 60-42 is not nothing, right? On a push press.
And then there's an RX plus of 75-50.
And strict chest of bars.
And strict chest of bars.
So it's designed to be like, if you're strong on pull-ups, not blitz it, it's to like make them harder.
Make them harder.
And every set should be challenging.
Correct.
So is there a guide for the pull-ups then?
Yeah. If you can do 3 to 5, I'm happy to let people struggle on and take your time doing that today. If you're doing like 10 to 15, you should really be thinking about chest to bars. If you've got 1 or 2, probably find some sort of band or support to help you do that. But it might be worth sprinkling in a strict one without any support there as well, just to keep you ticking over with that momentum of your strict progress.
Because sometimes people are in that awkward place where I'm like, I can do some, but not enough to meet the stimulus.
And it depends on the day and all of that jazz.
So yeah. I think doing a mix is always a good option. Like do the heavy version for a few reps and then go to supportive version or the lighter version. Same with the push press then.
Yeah, same on the push press. If you're comfortably repping out 5 in a row in the warm-up, it's like, go get heavy weight on the bar where you're kind of dreading getting to the 5s. It's not that you have to break it up. Like we talked about this on a previous day, sometimes the workout starts and you start moving things better. Like that's all good. But if you're going through every set of push press and you're able to do it unbroken and it's becoming more of a conditioning thing than a strength thing, then we've kind of missed it. We want to make sure that that barbell feels really heavy. We're trying to maximize not only the dip and drive, but that actual punch out finish right towards the end.
I think sometimes things with these workouts, you're better off like if you got a choice between getting this done in 6 minutes or getting capped on the 7s or 8s,
go get capped
because then you know you're hitting the strength side of it a bit more. The ideal here is that you just about get done under a 10 minute cap,
yeah,
and then you've nailed it.